determines how we experience God. Amen? It's fascinating, okay? Binding up the testimony or treasuring in the Word will lead us to hope. See, I trust because God showed me in the Word. I'm holding on that no matter what anyone says. Now, you're going to love the next verse. Now, this is a flow. This is a flow. I love reading the Bible and just pulling out a verse and just reading it, and it applies. And I do that. I mean, it's enjoyable. But, I mean, when you read them in context, it's amazing what some of them say. It's really empowering. And so this next one is just fascinating because it flows by the teaching. Okay, we're not conspiracy back to where we were. We're not going to be moved by all the people's conspiracy, you know. And we're going to bind up the testimony, seal the teaching. We'll teach it and stand on it. And then he continues in verse 18, Isaiah 8, 18. See, what we have here, Christians are the answer to fake news. Christians are the answer to fake news. Christians aren't the ones that's supposed to be going all over the place, scared to death, falling apart, and moved by every bit of news or fake news. No, we're the answer. We're the stability. Supposed to be. Look what it says, Isaiah 8, verse 18. Behold, this is after it said bind up the teaching, okay? Behold, I, now put Jesus in parentheses. I'll come back to that. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are signs and portents from the Lord of hosts. Now, we do not put Jesus there because in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13, I don't have it up there. You can write that down. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13, Jesus quotes this verse about himself is foreshadowing himself and the church. So Jesus, in the New Testament, Hebrews 2:13, quotes it, says, this is me and the church. It's me and the children you gave me. So he quotes it. And so what it means is that Jesus and Christians are signs and portents. It was prophesied here in Isaiah 8:18. Now, Isaiah 8:18 means what it means to Isaiah at the time. But it also is a prophetic word being fulfilled completely in the kingdom age, in the church age, by Jesus and believers. Y'all with me? So let's read it that way. Behold, I, Jesus. So all of a sudden, well, you got to throw Jesus in here. I, Jesus, and the children whom the Lord has given me. Who's that? Who's that? Children. How do we become a child of God? We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are saved. We are a child of God. We're birthed into the family through the Holy Spirit. See? So Jesus and the children whom you gave. It's Jesus and you're the children he gave to him. Amen? So all of a sudden, this should be paying it. So this is, again, 800 years before Christ was born. It was true then, but it's a prophetic word for when Jesus was born after Jesus' first appearance. And he says, so Jesus and the children whom the Lord has given me are signs and portents from the host. Now, I looked up these words. Okay, how many of you use portent? Portent? I was trying to think about it. I don't know if I've ever used this word. I mean, it's not that hard, but, you know, portent, you know. I'm gonna use it after today, though, because nobody knows what I'm talking about. Portent. But anyway, but signs, first of all, I just looked up signs. You know what a sign is, you know. But signs, but it literally means a mark, a banner. I thought, well, now that's interesting. So here God is looking at the world. It is in darkness. And so Jesus is what? A sign. Okay, he's a banner. So in this darkness, we see Jesus, he's holding the banner. He's walking through the darkness with the banner. So Jesus is a sign, walking around carrying this banner. But look, but Jesus and the children whom God gave me are signs. So we're signs. We're walking around carrying this little banner. Jesus loves you. We're just carrying it all over the place, you know? It's pitch dark in the world. Look around, and you got all these spots. These people are walking around this banner. We're like a chick in the darkness. And it's Jesus loves you. So Jesus is a sign. We're a sign. Amen? Okay? And a portent. Okay? So I looked up portent. And it literally means, in the literal language, it means this, okay? A divine act or special display of divine power. Jesus is the divine act or a special display of divine power. We are a divine act and a special display of divine power. Now, we were okay with Jesus being that, weren't we? That's good. But I don't know. I don't know that I am. But that's what he says. See, the biggest thing we do reading the scripture, see, we read the scripture. He says, what did he say before this? Bind up the testimony, seal the teaching. See? So I'm doing my job. I'm teaching. I don't know if I believe all this, but I am teaching this. See? Bind up. What's the teaching? Sign. And there aren't your sign. And you are a divine act, a special display of divine power. That's what Jesus was. And when we came to trust him and born again, we are a divine act. Being a Christian is a divine act and a display of divine power. He saved us. We're a display of divine power. And it sets us separate from the whole world. And we're not to call conspiracy the same as other people. We're not to have dread as other people. Why? Because we're a divine act and a display of divine power. Aren't you glad I looked up portent? Now, it doesn't quit there. I mean, that people, you know, some of these guys, they can just go on forever. It also means a sign from God or a token of a future event. So Jesus is a sign from God and a token of a future event. But believers are a sign from God and a token of a future event. Do you know, ever wonder why people look at Christians different and kind of get along with everybody else but Christians? Because they know somehow, maybe they don't think it, but they think we think it, that we're a sign from God and we're a token of a future event. And they register that we say they're not part of our future event. See, and they walk around, and we're kind of sneaking around. You know, you got a banner. You're walking around. And it also means, we just went with this, important means a miracle. Jesus is a miracle. We are a miracle. You wouldn't be here if you weren't a miracle of God. That's the only reason you're here. That's the only reason you're in the kingdom. And it goes on to say, a marvelous sign showing power. Jesus was a marvelous sign showing power. All God's people said. But that also means that we are a marvelous sign showing God's power. And all God's people said, a little quieter, you know. But that's what he's saying about us. See, he's saying that we're a marvelous sign just by our presence showing power of God through us. Now, how do we start off? Dare to act is God. Dare to act that God is God. Dare to act, God is God. And you have a choice in how we, our experience, how we trust God determines how we experience God. I'm going to stand in the sanctuary, therefore I am going to be a divine act. I am going to be a sign of power because I'm in his sanctuary. Or I'm going to be a snare, like colliding with him, or he's going to be a snare and I'm colliding with him and I'm going to trip over him. See, I think, and again, I just say, a lot of Christians are colliding with God and they're tripping over him as a snare. See, because you know, you come to the sanctuary, because you are a miracle, you're a marvelous sign showing power that comes from God. So stay in the sanctuary. Don't run around there and collide with God and be a snare to God. Now, again, well, I wouldn't ever do that. How often do we have to do something to help God or we don't think it's going to work? Now, that thought never crossed my mind. Now, I do that all the time. I mean, I do it all the time. God, you know, I pray for this, and gosh, I see you working, and God, I know you can really use my help in here because I know you're busy with other stuff, you know. And it's like, what happens? My personal testimony is I collide with God. It's a snare, and I trip over it, and it backfires. But God, I was doing all this for you. I'm holy, man. I did all this for you. God goes, you know, it's not what you're doing for me. It's coming to me, me a sanctuary. Listen to me, read the word, and then trust in what I'm telling you. And the whole issue is you trust in what I'm telling you, and then you can be in step with me. Dare to let God be God. Dare to let God be God. But how can God be God without me helping him? I mean, good grief. Why'd you put me here? To teach you to come, I meant you, me, to teach me to come into the sanctuary and wait for him. And I have hope no matter what the swirl. All the swirl means God's working. Do you think God's working in this world today? Oh my gosh, I've never seen like swirl. So he must be doing something. Nobody in the world knows what he's doing, but there's a swirl happening, which we know about. And he's telling us so we won't worry about it. So we'll stay in the sanctuary with him and have hope in him. So encouraging that we're signs of importance. How many love, I love that word now, portent. Now, so here we go. Therefore, okay, we get in here, therefore. Now, you know what? Therefore, this is coming to a summation here. And it says, therefore, whatever the news, fake or otherwise, we are walking miracles. That's not just blowing smoke. That's not blowing smoke. Whatever the news, well, you can't mean that. Yeah, I can mean it. Whatever the news, fake or otherwise. You know, fake news, I mean, we just run around circles and scream because of fake news, okay? And then, well, here are the facts. How many things have you heard in the last year? So, these are the facts. And come up, well, not quite the facts. It wasn't quite all the facts. You know, it's like, well, you had me running in circles saying it's the fact. Well, that was the point. See, and God said, don't do that. Don't do that. See, he's saying to us, he says, don't do that. Because the things he's saying here is that how we treat God determines how we experience God. Amen? Amen? So here we have fake news or otherwise, we are walking miracles. We really need to think that. I mean, in any situation, I mean, you can have a whole list here, but just to summarize it, one word we can remember is you're in any situation, I'm a walking miracle right here. And it's okay, God, what's going on? I'm a walking miracle, and I got to hear and listen to what you're saying. And if I don't hear and listen to what you're saying, and I do something, I'm going to screw this thing up. You know, it puts a little like fear of God in you. And I have, you know, I'm 70 years old. I have a lot of experience screwing things up, you know. And so I won't quit. You know, I won't quit doing that. Now, so as you go on here, it says, so therefore, as marking miracles, we do not call conspiracy conspiracy. We do not call conspiracy all that other people call conspiracy, and we do not fear what others fear. Therefore, we run to the Word of God. Amen? We run to the Word of God. The next verse. In this thing, you read this section, I mean, it just flows. The next verse. Almost the next verse. Isaiah 8:20. We run to the teaching, to the testimony. I love that. Where are you going? To the teaching, to the testimony. That's it. I'm scooting now, all right? To the teaching, to the testimony. Now, he puts a contrast, says, if they will not speak according to this word, the teaching and the testimony, it is because, you want to know why? It is because they have no dawn or light. The reason they don't speak, they don't have any light. Why don't they? They don't have any light. So we're running to the teaching and to the testimony, but those that don't believe this word, they don't believe it because they have no light. Listen, our safety from fake news is seen in this verse. Well, I don't read the Bible. I don't have time. I know I'm going to heaven. Well, that's all you know. I mean, that literally is all you know. Well, if your kids, they accept Christ, they're 10 years old or whatever, they accept Christ, and say, that's all they know. Good enough. You're on your own, buddy. That's all you need to know. How many of you want to do that to your 10-year-old? I know some of you would like to do that, but I mean, who would do that to your 10? Because they accepted Christ, but they don't know anything how to make a living. They don't know how to proceed. They don't know how anything about life, you know. And so they're saved, you know. And I think the Christians, a lot of Christians, and I'm not judgmental, I'm just making a point. A lot of Christians, you know, there are churches full of, you know, babies crawling around in diapers, all going to heaven and pooping on the carpet. You know, you see what I'm saying? No, I'm making a point. I love it. Y'all should have stand sometime and look at my wife. I get a lot of eye shots. I just got one. Anyway, so our only safety from fake news is this verse, to the teaching, to the testimony. In other words, run to the truth of God. That you run to the truth of God. That's where the hope is. Run to the truth of God. And those who don't and do not speak according to this word, because there's a lot of them out there, it's because they have no dawn. They have no illumination within. That's why. And I may not be mean or anything. They have no illumination. I mean, we're having illumination. We're going to kind of struggle with it, but they have no illumination. So they're colliding with God all the time. Even with the Bible open before us, real faith and unreal faith are as different as light and darkness. Just open the Bible, and they're just like, what are you? I don't understand where you're coming from. If you're reading the Bible, no illumination. You haven't trusted Christ. You're not going to stand on what he says. We read the Bible and say, you know, God, that's a pretty good idea, but I can adjust this word and make it work better today. Now, I've seen that a lot. I have seen major preachers. Gosh, I've seen a bunch of preachers, some on TV, some I've met. And they said, well, you know, I read the, but this doesn't now really apply. And if we make this adjustment, we will be able to reach more people for Christ. You're going to collide with God. That preacher's going to collide with God. He's going to lead his whole people to collide with God. Because if we stand on the word, it's going to keep us, be exclusionary. We don't do that, you know. And so we want to be arms more open to make this more appealing to more people. Collide with God. It's a snare. It's going to be a snare. See, it says what it says. You read it, and there's the hope. He is the sanctuary, and he's going to take care of the mess, the swirl around us. Now, y'all remember that because that's happening today. People read the word and trying to adjust the word to the circumstances and to their life instead of adjusting themselves to the word. Amen? So we have that. Now, so as Christians, the word says what it says. Okay, you hang on to that. Dare to treat God as God and a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, and their eyes will be, that the eyes of their hearts will be enlightened to all that God is. So with that, when we treat God as God, there's wisdom and revelation, knowledge of God, eyes of our heart, enlightenment of all that God is. Amen? So there it is. So I hope you all made some notes here. But this is important. You can look through that. It is really powerful. It's powerful. Now, here is something. Here is a clue to whether or not you're doing it. Here's a clue to whether or not you're doing this, okay? Verse 22. See, those who listen to fake news are always distressed. They're always distressed, okay? How distressed are you right now? Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, how distressed are you right now? It's because you're listening to it, but you don't, these are the facts. I don't know, I wait 24 hours. You may find out they're not the facts, okay? So what it is, those who listen to fake news are always distressed. Look at 8:22. I mean, this is in context. These are the ones that we just talked about. These are the ones that have no illumination, all right? They have no illumination. Not bad people necessarily, but they don't have illumination. And they will look to the earth. Where are they looking, first of all? Where are they looking? The earth. Look, those without illumination, they will look to the earth, but behold, distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be thrust into thick darkness. Now notice where they said, oh, they'll be thrust into thick darkness. No, they're thrust into what they're looking at. See, when we make God our sanctuary, we're thrust into what we're looking at. When they are looking at the things of the earth and all the complications of the earth and all the things, the complications of the people and all the things that they're trying to fix and all those things, and you know, and they feel so good about trying to fix everything, and they are distressed. They're not happy campers. They're in darkness. They're in gloom and anguish, and they'll ultimately be thrown into that darkness. It's all in context. What's the difference? Now, by the way, those circumstances are for everybody. See, I'm not creating any circumstances. I don't know. God is doing his deal. Things are happening, and I'm not sure where everything's going on. But there's a difference between us and them. We're going to come in here, and we're going to let God be our sanctuary. Our actions determine how we experience God. So we're in the sanctuary, and we're going to experience God. Did we solve any of the outside stuff? No. We're just at peace because we've made God our sanctuary. The other folks, Christians, non-Christians, run in out of the sanctuary. And it says when you run out of the sanctuary, Christians, unbelievers, they collide with God. Can you imagine? They collide with what God's doing. It doesn't work out. Why doesn't it work out? Because they're colliding with what God's doing. With what God's doing. And therefore, when we collide with God, the things we're actually doing becomes a snare. But we wanted to help, but it became a snare. And when we help, things actually get worse. That's what he's telling us right here. So, here we are. Hallelujah. Do not fear fake news. It's good news for us. Amen. This is good news for us. And says, so do not fear news, fake or otherwise. Do not call conspiracy what everyone else calls conspiracy. Run to the Word of God. And this is what Jesus said. John 14:1. John 14:1. Love it. Okay. This is a whole thing. We run to God. He's our sanctuary. He's our sanctuary right there. He said, let your heart not be troubled. What did he say? Don't call conspiracy everything what other peoples are calling conspiracy. Don't dread what they dread. Don't fear what they fear. I'm doing something. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Also believe in me. That's what Jesus said. Hallelujah. It is so simple. Amen? But we don't want to practice atheism. Oh, we would never say we were atheists, but we don't want to practice it. We want to come to the sanctuary of God, trusting him, our eyes focused on him, and our actions are going to be peace and loving and kind because we know he's taking everything out. And Wallace Mitchell's going to stop worrying because that's a practical atheism. My worry is practical atheism. See? It's like, so, I was totally convicted of this, and I thought, I wanted to share my convictions with you. All right. Hallelujah. When we praise God, and the whole thing, it says, don't let our hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Gosh, Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you that this is not meant to be in any way negative or any way to cause anyone to be stressed or in any sense. It's the thing of to release us from burdens, to release us from the concern and the frantic things that are going around us in this world, in our community, in our families, Lord, knowing that they just come to you and let you be our sanctuary and trusting in you along the way and praying and seeing you work in a mighty way and leading us every step of the way. You do not need our help. You're going to take care of this, and you will tell us and speak to us when we are to obey you. We're debating you all the times, but when you're telling us to do certain things, and we will obey that and step out in you and stand strong and fast, because it was you who said it. It was you who said it. And the truth comes from running to your word. Running to your word brings hope. Didn't change the circumstances, but it brings hope in trusting in you. And you're the one who takes care of the circumstances. So before the issue, after the issue, our point is the same. We trust you. We love you. We stand with you. And we're excited what you're going to do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.